Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Danielle Beck of NCBA talking fake meat. In just a moment.
In the market for some cattle? Then don't miss the special replacement cow and bull sale hosted by McAllister's Stockyard Saturday, April 14th. The sale starts at noon featuring over 700 head of red heifers, cows, pairs, open stock, and bulls. New buyers must register before sale day. Remember Saturday, April 14th at McAllister's Stockyards. For a complete listing, visit our website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, April 14th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. Featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, 10 yearling bulls, 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus fall-bred heifers, and 10 spring pairs. For more information and a sale book, call Cindy Wayman, 918-244-8430. That's 918-244-8430. Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, 1 o'clock, Saturday, April 14th.
Earlier this year, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association signaled their intentions to start watching closely the issue related to fake meat. This week, NCBA has submitted comments to the Food Safety Inspection Service of the USDA regarding fake meat. Danielle Beck of the NCBA's DC office says they've submitted those comments in order to call on the government to be proactive on the subject.
Well, there are a few different asks in our comments, and the first is requesting that the U.S. Department of Agriculture work with FDA to take appropriate immediate enforcement action against improperly labeled imitation products. So in looking at the petition, one of the reasons why we don't believe that just defining and creating a new standard of identity for beef is enough is because if you look at what's happened with the dairy industry, any product that's regulated under FDA has a whole host of rules that are separate to what happens at USDA, and FDA has turned a blind eye to improperly labeled imitation products for quite some time now. The dairy industry first engaged with FDA on soy milk and almond milk back in the early 2000s. I think their first letter that they sent to FDA was in 2001. 17 years later, those products have yet to change their labels. They are still on the market, and they've really been allowed to get away with murder. So we are asking USDA to engage and intervene on our behalf because USDA has always been a longstanding champion of agriculture, and we believe that they're in the best position to influence FDA in an appropriate manner.
And Daniel Beck says this is all about truth in labeling to let consumers clearly know if this is a beef burger or something else.
You know, we have no problem with a black bean burger because it says it's a black bean burger. You know, the Boca burger, their product labeling for years now has very clearly signified the fact that it's an alternative that's plant-based. The new companies that we're seeing and the new products that have started to enter the market, they're really inching closer to that line of being misbranded and to misleading the consumer. You know, it's great that a product can bleed and sizzle like real beef, but at the end of the day, it's not real beef. It's packaged similarly. Perhaps the product labels on that package are quite confusing unless you're looking closely. And so really, we just want imitation products to be labeled in a way that's clearly stating the fact that they're alternatives. They're intended to be alternatives. They're not real beef. They're not real beef products. And when you're a mom in the grocery store rushing home to make dinner, you know, you want to see a clear product label. You don't want to grab the first thing and then end up getting home and seeing you picked out a plant burger when you wanted a beef burger.
Proper labeling of plant-based proteins trying to compare themselves to meat. That's part one of the comments offered up to USDA this week. The other part is to ask the USDA to take jurisdiction over FDA when it comes to laboratory-grown meat tissues that eventually will be commercially available.
There are a number of reasons. First, if you look at what's happened with dairy products at FDA, that is a perfect example of why we don't want these lab-grown meat products to be under FDA jurisdiction. If they're allowed to be regulated under FDA, they'll be allowed to call themselves clean meat and will have lost the battle. It is imperative that these products, as they're grown in a lab and make their way to the market after, you know, reaching commercial scale, are labeled in a way that is legally and scientifically defensible and is not derogatory to traditional beef products in any way whatsoever. Beyond that, I think it's really important that any product competes on an even playing field. It is a perishable product, regardless of whether or not, you know, we believe it's really meat or beef. It is meant to mimic a meat product and will have all of the same susceptibilities to foodborne pathogens that traditional meat products do. And so in terms of protecting consumer health, it's really important that these products, they adhere to the same set of stringent food safety standards as traditional meat and beef products.
NCBA's Danielle Beck. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the Griswold Cattle Grass the Grid Bull Sale coming up this Saturday, April 14th in Follett, Texas. Bone, mass, power, the ruggedness that you're going to need for your cattle herd. They'll be offering 250 bulls, 50 pairs, and bred heifers. For more information, you can go to GriswoldCattle.com or call John Griswold at 405-780-3300. Griswold Cattle Company Grass the Grid Bull Sale, Saturday, April 14th, Follett, Texas. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.